Good afternoon from Ellendale, North Dakota, as we get set for non-conference football, the regular season finale for the Dort College Defenders as they are on the road taking on the Trinity Bible Lions in Ellendale, North Dakota this afternoon. As we get started with our pregame coverage, let's check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westrow with the GPAC football report for today.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, November 12, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference and Cypress Risk Management, innovative insurance solutions. Visit them online at cypressriskmanagement.com. On your GPAC Football Saturday Report this week, we'll start with the scoreboard of games played last Saturday. Four road wins for the traveling teams. Dakota Wesleyan wins at Briar Cliff, 54-24. Doan wins in Orange City over Northwestern, 24-12. Concordia, a winner over Dort in Sioux Center, 35-28. And Morningside wins at Hastings, 62-3. Hoffman America Sports, week number 10 football players of the week are as follows. Offensively, Trent Salzma, who is also the NAIA National Player of the Week, completed 17 of 19 pass attempts for 411 yards and 5 touchdowns in the win for Morningside at Hastings. Seth Majerus, linebacker from Doan, is the defensive player of the week in the GPAC. Had an interception return of 32 yards for a touchdown to put the Tigers ahead 21-12 in the third quarter. Also had 5 tackles on the day, 3 for lost yardage. Connor O'Toole, the punter for Doan, is the special teams player of the week. Had a big day of field position punting for the Tigers, as he had 6 punts inside the 20. He had 3 inside the 10-yard line, which proved to be big in the win for Doan at Northwestern. Again, the final was 24-12. That's a look back at last week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming up after the break, we'll preview the final Saturday of GPAC football. The GPAC football Saturday report will continue right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled 641 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes and 164 NAIA Scholar Teams. Since the league began in 2000, the GPAC has claimed 23-team NAIA National Championships. For more information about the GPAC, visit our website at gpacksports.com or follow us on Twitter at gpacksports. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
It's the final Saturday of the GPAC football season on this November 12. 4 conference games to round out play this year with 1 non-conference matchup in the league. We'll start with conference and we'll go to Sioux City first, where the league-leading Morningside Mustangs, they'll take a 7-0 conference record into the final weekend. They'll host Northwestern at 1 o'clock at Owls Stadium. Briar Cliff travels to Doan for a 1 o'clock game at Simon Field. Also in Nebraska at Fremont, Midland will host Dakota Wesleyan at 1. Hastings to Concordia, that's also a 1 o'clock kickoff at Seward. And the final 1 o'clock game this week will be Dort on the road, non-conference against Trinity Bible College. So that's your matchups for this week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So let's take a look at the all-important NAIA football ratings then, heading into this final weekend of play. Your number one team once again is Marion out of Indianapolis. Baker is 2, Reinhardt 3, University of St. Francis is 4. GPAC Morningside College checks in at number 5, Montana Tech is 6, and then Doan, also from the conference, at number 7. Lindsey Wilson is 8, Eastern Oregon is 9, Kansas Wesleyan is ranked 10th. Other teams from the GPAC, Dakota Wesleyan 18, Concordia 21, and Midland is receiving votes. NAIA Football Championship Series pairings will come out tomorrow. We'll have them for you at gpacksports.com, also at naia.org. We hope you've enjoyed this year's GPAC Football Saturday Reports. Enjoy this final Saturday of the football season for the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra.
And thank you to you, Corey Wester, for providing us with Great Plains Athletic Conference football reports each and every Saturday. The Dort College Defenders and Trinity Bible Lions going through their final preparations for this afternoon's contest. Let's dive into the pregame show. Here's Christian Zylstra with the report for this week.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into the final edition of Dort College Defender Football pregame here of the 2016 football season. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. The final game of the season today for the Defenders, trying to continue a historic season, one in which they've already claimed four victories. That's twice the highest total they've had coming into a season. The highest in previous seasons was two, had several of those under Coach Youngblood and under Coach John Huebner. And so for Dort College, a chance to push that number from four to five today. And they've got a great shot today. It is on the road. It's a long road trip to Ellendale, North Dakota. But the Dort College Defenders today playing at the Trinity Bible College Lions. A great opportunity for the Defenders, who can't go above 500. But they have a chance to go to 5-6 and continue what's really been a fantastic season, and a season that, for the most part, has exceeded most expectations in Coach Penner's first year as the head football coach of Dort College. Before we get into that, do want to take a look at the GPAC standings. It is a GPAC season, the best season ever for Dort College, both overall and in the GPAC. Beat a couple new teams as well. But first of all, Morningside has clinched at least a tie of the regular season championship. Odds are they'll wrap that up today and clinch it. They're 8-1 overall, 7-0 in the conference, the only undefeated team in the GPAC conference. Number 7, Doan. They're in second place, 6-1 in the conference, 8-1 overall. Same overall record as Morningside. Doan's one loss this season came to Morningside, where Morningside's came against NCAA Division III powerhouse Wisconsin Whitewater on the road in Wisconsin. Number 18, Dakota Wesleyan. They currently sit in third, 7-3 overall, 5-2 in the GPAC, a team Dort almost beat earlier this season despite giving up over 700 yards of offense. Number 21, Concordia, a team Dort fell to last week, 35-28. They are fourth in the conference, tied for fourth with Northwestern, 6-3 overall, 4-3 in the conference. Northwestern mentioned 4-3 in the conference. They're 4-5 overall. Then we have Midland coming in sixth, receiving votes, 3-4 in the conference, 6-4 overall. Dort College, they're seventh in the conference. The Dort College Defenders, 2-6 in the conference, 4-6 overall. Hastings is also 4-6 overall, 1-6 in the conference. That's good for eighth place. And coming in last place, 1-9 overall, 0-7 Briar Cliff. Dort was able to beat a couple new teams this year. Hastings and Briar Cliff also get some wins on the road, so it's been a very historic season. Looking at some of the results from last week, last Saturday, November 5, number 18 was then number 18 Dakota Wesleyan at Briar Cliff, came away with a 54-24 win. Briar Cliff actually scoring some more points in that game than what we've been accustomed to seeing over the last run. Good to see them at least get a little bit of a positive result. Obviously not a win, but good to see them fight back in the conference. Number 8, Doan at Northwestern, came away with a 24-12 victory. Number 21, Concordia, mentioned already, won at Dort last Saturday, 35-28. And then Morningside at Hastings really put the hurt on the Broncos, 62-3. So the Morningside Mustangs, they're rolling. They are going to finish first in the GPAC standings. Likely going to stay undefeated. They played Northwestern in Sioux City, and that's coming up today at 1 p.m. kickoff as well. So this week's opponent tried to connect on a couple occasions with Trinity's new football coach, Darren Jackson, and he was busy this week, unable to meet with him, but was able to get some good information on Trinity. So we'll address a number of things. We won't hear from the coach per se, won't have any coach's keys to the game. But overall, Trinity, a couple players to watch out for. The first one you have to watch out for, and I'll talk about him with Coach Penner in a little bit, Jeremy Hill. He is Trinity's best offensive weapon, their running back. He's run for 910 yards this season, is averaging about 5.8 yards per carry, and he scored 8 touchdowns. He's their best offensive weapon. They do have another back, Landon Bradley, 584 yards, averaging 6.2 yards a rush. He has 7 touchdowns on the year. So those two, 1-2 tandem, Jeremy Hill is the number one guy. He's the guy to watch out for the Lions. But Landon Bradley, not too bad himself, a complimentary runner, and together they help the Lions average about 191 rushing yards per game. They do give up about 180, so you can run against them. And for Dort College, that's really going to bode well, a team that likes to run the football, especially with Bryce Licka. We saw last week against Concordia some other offensive runs thrown in there with Jason Miller on the reverse. Saw some other guys involved in the rushing game, so that's good to see, as well as a number of other backs for Dord College. Drury runs the ball a lot, Schoenhoven. So there's a wide variety of guys who I guarantee you will get their fair share of the football here today. The quarterbacks for Trinity, they kind of have a two-quarterback system, similar to what Dort wanted to run, but really hasn't been able to with Reggie Washington being out with a concussion. MJ Ibarra and Robert O'Neill, those are the two main quarterbacks. They both thrown for 35 completions. Ibarra has 368 passing yards, while O'Neill close behind, 353 passing yards. Offensively, at the receiver position, there really are only a couple guys you have to worry about, but their leading receiver, Omel Francois, he's caught 22 passes for 259 yards. Now, this an interesting Trinity Bible team here. Not a big roster. Actually, only 25 total guys on the varsity roster. 11 guys on each side of the ball, so you do see some guys play both sides of the ball. In fact, they've got a couple running back and wide receivers that play D-backs. Jeremy Hill, their running back, he also plays some linebacker. More running backs. There's a running back, Jaquan McCorkle, who also plays linebacker. Again, so they've got a lot of guys that play both sides of the ball. And really, the tough thing for Trinity is going to be able to keep up with Dort's pace. Dort, especially this year, has really gone up-tempo. They've liked to push the ball. They march down the field. And they also can control the clock. And so for Trinity, it could be a very long afternoon for the Lions against Dort College. The defenders, I guarantee you, will spend a lot of time on the ground. They will spend a lot of time running the football, using up some of that clock. But also, I think they're going to be able to get a lot of chunk plays, a lot of good runs as well, the 5-6 yard runs. And they're going to bust out for some bigger runs. They're going to bust out for some 10-20-30 yard runs. And with Bryce Licka as your tailback, we've seen him take it all the way to the house. We've seen him bust out for 60 yard TD runs. So none of that is certainly out of the question. It's a pretty young roster also for Trinity. A lot of freshmen on this roster and a fair amount of sophomores as well. Not a whole lot of upperclassmen leadership. In fact, only four seniors at the very least. It looks like there's only one senior on their entire roster, and that's linebacker Clint Stout. He's a 5'11 linebacker from Cactus Flats, South Dakota. So a very, very young roster and a very shallow roster in terms of depth. Not a lot of depth. So for Dort College, if they're able to control possession, take care of the football, they're going to wear out Trinity Bible. Trinity Bible comes into the season, into this game with a 4-6 record. This is also their season finale. They're coming off a 17-13 win over the Finn Lady L University Lions. That was in Hancock, Michigan last week. Actually, last Sunday that they played. But for Trinity Bible, they've had some rough results, and in terms of teams Dort would be recognized at the very least, they lost 42-0 to Waldorf, and they also fell to Mayville State 35-6 and Presentation 58-2. And that same Presentation team beat down Briar Cliff as well, who Dort was able to beat pretty easily. So at least if you're comparing scores, which is a dangerous thing to do in sports, recognize that's a dangerous thing to do. But if you are comparing scores, this is a game Dort has a really good chance, and a game Dort should win. They're 3-0 against Trinity. Really only have had one close call 2 years ago. The last time they were in North Dakota, they were down 14-10 at the half, but they came away with a fairly comfortable victory in the end. It wasn't exactly comfortable, but they won 37-20. And a lot of rushing yards, 334 in that game. So for Dort College, pounding the run game is going to be a key. So that's your look at Trinity. Really, the guy you have to keep out for is Jeremy Hill. You're going to see a lot of guys on both sides of the ball. If you're making the trip up or if you're listening to it, you're going to hear the same names. They play on both sides of the ball. Only 25 guys on the roster and only one senior. A very young team and a team that certainly lacks depth. Looking at Dort College, though, last week taking on Concordia, good Concordia team, a ranked team. They have 3 losses this year, all coming to ranked opponents. They are 7-3. Dort played a little bit better defensively, but their problem was they really only had 2 or 3 stops. They forced 2 punts, And there were a couple turnovers on downs where Concordia was just driving and continuing to go for it too long out of field goal range, but too close to punt. In the end, the defenders fall 35-28. They were able to make it close at the end. They gave themselves a chance, a long TD pass to Jake Dodge, actually with about 52 seconds left, a 53-yard TD pass. Gave them a chance. The extra point cut it to 7. They had an onside kick, but they weren't able to convert on the onside kick. It was recovered by Concordia, and the Bulldogs came away with the victory, and so the defenders will finish this season under 500, but they have a chance to go to 5-7 today. A really good chance. You don't want to guarantee anything, but certainly would expect a victory today. For Coach Benner, you know, he did like what he saw out of his team last week. He liked the fight. He liked the energy on the sideline. And it certainly made him feel better about the team moving forward. There's still a lot to work on, especially with those third and fourth down conversions. Concordia was 3 of 5 on fourth down. Three of those conversions all coming in that second half, and they were trying to move the ball down the field and really ice things, put it away, and prevent Dort from coming back. Concordia, they come away with the victory. And for Coach Penner, you know, it was an all right performance. His team fought. They were playing a good team. They were able to run the ball. Licka again over 100 rushing yards, and Miller over 100 receiving yards. He had a receiving touchdown and a rushing touchdown, actually. Scored a touchdown on a reverse early. That was the first score of the game with about 7:16 remaining in the first quarter. But for Dort College, you're moving forward. There's a lot more to build off of. It's the final GPAC game of the season, so they go 2-6 in Coach Benner's first year in the GPAC slate of things. And moving forward for what the team's trying to accomplish, Coach Benner really happy overall. He said this was their best week of practice, and that's pretty impressive given the circumstances.
This, to me, is a telling sign. I believe we just had our best week of practice of the season. Now, if you look at it from the outside, we've got no chance for a winning record this season. There's no playoffs in the picture. We're going to North Dakota to play a non-league game. Where's the motivation in that? I think the typical team would really coast into the end of the season. Well, our theme this week was through the line. We don't want to be a team that finishes by just getting to the end of the season. We want to go through the end of the season. And so we've challenged our guys to have their best week of practice. And if you were out on the field this week, you would have seen the season's best week of practice. And so I'm so proud of the guys for that. And to me, that's a symptom that the culture is shifted and moving in the right direction, and will be a great launching for the 2017 season.
And that's what this whole first season was about. It wasn't necessarily about the wins and losses on the scoreboard. It was about building a program and moving towards, as Coach Penner and the football team likes to use, that industry standard. It wasn't about how many wins can you get here in season number one. Obviously, that's partly why you play the game. You play to win the game. But at the same time, it is important to remember that they're establishing a culture here. They're establishing a football team. And that's what has Coach Penner, you know, pleased about what he's seen from his team, despite the losing record. I talked to him about it. He said, we're winning under the surface. It's not necessarily viewable to the casual fan, but they're moving steadily towards being able to say they're an industry standard program. Losing's always going to hurt, but this year, that's not necessarily what the main goal was. It was about establishing the foundation for a football culture, one that the alumni and fans can be proud of. And we'll talk about the alumni game here in a little bit that they had last Friday before the game against Concordia. But for Dort College, it's about laying that foundation, the fight, the energy, the excitement. It's around the program. The team feels it. The players feel it. Just watch those guys on the sideline. The entire Concordia game, they're chanting and yelling. There were a lot of times they were louder than the entire Dort fan section was. All the adults, all the students, all the kids. The football team was louder, despite being outnumbered by a couple of times. So the foundation is there for this football team moving forward, and that's what has Coach Penner pleased. But He didn't want to look too far ahead, as most coaches don't. He said there's still one game left this year. We have to focus on Trinity Bible, and that's where we're going to get to some of the keys. So my keys for Dort College, it's to pound the run game. Give Litka the ball. Obviously, you want to mix in some Miller as well. Continue with some of those reverses with Miller, but also mix in some of the other backs. Keep them fresh, because I think that's where Dort's going to have the biggest advantage. They just have to wear Trinity down, and I don't think it'll take that long, considering only 25 guys on the Lions roster and guys playing both sides of the ball. You just have to wear them down, and for Dort College, a lot of that involves controlling the clock, keeping their defense on the field. The longer their defense is on the field, the less apt their offense is going to be, because those guys are tired out from playing defense. And then you know what? Once they punt, or you turn them over, or maybe they score, you get the ball back, those guys have to go right back out there and play defense. It's a lot of work for those guys, and so you just have to wear them down. So for Dort College, my key, control the ball, use up some of the clock, run the football, pound the running game. That's what's going to win you the game here easily on Saturday. Now for your coach's keys from head coach Joel Penner of the Dort College Defenders.
We have to be great tacklers. It's an area that we've been, I would say, inconsistent this year. And so it'll be critical that we wrap up, finish a play. You know, you see him with quite a bit of yards after contact. And so it's going to be very important that we make sure that their playmakers are down when we make contact with them. And that's a big focus for our defense this week. You know, they like to run the ball, and then they take their shots. And so it's for our secondary to stay disciplined, to believe every play, I could be picked on here and I have to be disciplined every play. That's tough to do when you get lulled to sleep a little bit sometimes in a run game. And so we have to be great at just being aware of that and focusing on it.
The he Coach Penner was referring to in those comments was Jeremy Hill, the Trinity Lions running back, their biggest offensive threat. He recognizes the importance of stopping Jeremy Hill as well. That's going to be another key for the Dort College Defenders. A couple of interesting notes about this game. So the football team left Friday afternoon. They actually stayed in Aberdeen, which is an hour south of here in Ellendale, North Dakota. And Coach Penner was telling me he wants his guys to be bulletproof. And kind of one of their slogans for the week, so they had a couple slogans. Through the line was one. They want to finish through the line. They don't want to snob at the line. They want to continue to push through. Another was bulletproof. Come what may, we are who we are. So for Dort College, no matter what happens, they are who they are. They need to focus on themselves. They need to work and fight for their brothers and for the seniors. And then another interesting note, first game this season on grass for the Dort College Defenders as well. It will be a little slower. We're on playing on grass. You are slightly slower than you are on turf, but shouldn't see it really being an impact. And I think Dort College should be comfortable enough and talented enough and quick enough across the board. They should come away with a victory here today to improve to 5-6 on the season. Scott Creighton, a linebacker, freshman, he will come back to play today. He will be back. So that's good to see also for the Dort College Defenders, another player added to that defense that has struggled with depth at times this year. I'm Christian Zylstra. One last note on the alumni game. 34-35 alumni came last Friday. Really impressive outing and just a cool event. Coach Penner said he really enjoyed it and plans to continue it as long as he can get alumni to keep coming back. It was good to see and honor some of the foundation that was there before he was able to come over and take the position of head coach of the Dort College Defenders. I'm Christian Zylstra. It's been a pleasure to be here with you all season. The final edition of Dort College Defender Football pregame, Week 11 edition. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Mike Biker with the call next between the Dort College Defenders and the Trinity Bible Lions.
Thanks, Christian, and good afternoon. Back in Ellendale, North Dakota, we are having three seniors recognized for Trinity Bible. And shortly we will be having our national anthem, I believe, and then we will get to football. Right now we're about 5 minutes away from the start of today's contest between Dort College and Trinity Bible. Dort College women's basketball in action today. They faced Waldorf at the Northwestern Classic in Orange City. That was a team Dort College beat by over 30 points earlier this week. Game number two of the week, a little bit tighter. Dort College had to battle, end up with a 61-56 decision. The Dort College defenders getting a double-double from Shea Palama in the process. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. We're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for the Dort College defenders on offense at quarterback will be Brock Lamley. So 114 of 235 passing this season with 11 touchdowns, 172 yards per contest. He's also run 89 times for 375 yards and 3 touchdowns. Bryce Litke has been the go-to player on the ground, 254 rushes for 1,456 yards, a 5.7 yards per rush carry average with 19 touchdowns. He is averaging just under 150 yards per game. Jason Miller is the go-to receiver, 71 catches, a school record 1,261 yards in the air, 17.8 yards per catch. He has scored 10 touchdowns for the defenders this year. Jake Dodge has 15 catches. He's a freshman from Okoboji, averaging 14.8 yards per catch. He has 222 yards this season. The backup for Litke has been Levi Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven with 78 rushing attempts this year, 373 yards, 3 touchdowns, and that is a 4.8 yards per carry average. Keithan Drury has 68 rushes for 288 yards, 4.2 yards per carry, 3 touchdowns. He also has 12 catches for 10.2 yards per catch. The Trinity Bible Lions will be receiving to open the contest this afternoon. Trinity Bible in their white jerseys, blue numbers, and blue sleeves. The Dort College defenders decked out in their regular home jerseys, black tops, black pants, and white numbers. We are just about set for football, Dort College versus Trinity Bible. We'll keep you up to date on what else is happening in terms of Dort College athletics today. We already told you about the women's basketball team, victorious over Waldorf, 61-56. The defender women are now 5-1 this season. The Dort College men's basketball team in action with Oak Hills Christian. They'll be playing this afternoon. That begins, or should be underway, in Orange City at the moment. Jeff Papke will be kicking off for the Dort College defenders. Papke will tee it up at the 35-yard line. I'm seated just to the left of the midfield stripe, looking straight down at about the 47-yard line. Trinity Bible set to receive and back to receive. Michael Cade Carter, and this one will go through the end zone by Papke, and that'll be a touchback. Lions football at their own 25-yard line. So Dort College opens with the wind at their back. Pretty stiff breeze out of the south, and Dort College will be moving from right to left defensively from my vantage point. First down and 10 for the Lions. Tebian Jelifac on the defensive line for the defenders. Tyson Dahlgren also there. Alex Watson. Those are your front three for the defenders. And Till Strobel will come up and he'll line up on the outside. He's one of those outside linebackers who will almost become a defensive end. Trinity Bible football. Trinity Bible, they hand it off. Left side and some room to run. And picking up nearly 10 yards on the play for Trinity Bible is Michael Cade Carter. Cade Carter, 80 rushes coming into this afternoon's contest, 4.2 yards per rush, 4 touchdowns, 332 yards. We did have a flag on the play, and this one's going to go against Trinity Bible. So the 10-yard gain for naught. Looked like the fullback got a little anxious coming out of his stance. And we'll do first down again. First down and 15. Now the football at the 20-yard line of Trinity Bible. So Trinity with the football. First down and 15. Quarterback is MJ Ibarra. The running back is Cade Carter. They hand it off to Cade Carter. Cade Carter to the 25-yard line and brought down. Ari Hoekstra on the run support. Also making the tackle, Tyson Dahlgren. A pickup of 9 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Ibarra sends a man in motion. Hands it off, up the middle, and room to run, and that's a first down for Trinity Bible. Tackle made by Dort College's Ari Hoekstra. Hoekstra makes the stop at the 39-yard line, but Hoekstra playing safety. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, non-conference football. And the Dort College defenders lining up defensively. The handoff up the middle. And again, a 6-yard gain on the play, and Jellifac on the tackle. Landon Bradley will check in now for Trinity Bible. So second down and 5 on the way for Trinity Bible at their own 44-yard line. Ibarra, the quarterback for Trinity Bible, brings his troops up to the line of scrimmage, hands it off to Landon Bradley. Bradley, the ball carrier, Bradley picks up 3 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and short. Third and short. Tackle made by Dort College's Dan Brown. Brown, an inside linebacker, coming up to make that stop. And it's going to be third down and 1. Ibarra gets the play from the sideline. All the seating on the near side here at Ellendale, North Dakota. Over on the visitor's sideline, you've got the ring by a row of bushes. We've got a flag on the play. First down yardage for Trinity Bible. That's Landon Bradley. Bradley into Dort College territory pending the penalty call. We'll wait and see what the penalty is. Flag was thrown at the line of scrimmage. Linesman will relay it to the referee. And false start against Trinity Bible negates the 5-yard gain. And it'll be third down and 6 now. Third and 6 on the way for Trinity Bible. Football now at their own 43-yard line. So Trinity Bible has had some positive plays negated by penalties thus far. Trinity Bible breaks their huddle. 12:18 remaining here in the first quarter of play. And Bradley is the running. They send a man in motion from right to left. They turn the hand, give to Bradley. Bradley around the edge. He's got a first down and picked up about 7 yards on the play before he's brought down. Tackle made by Dort College's Josiah Cody. Cody making the tackle, but the Dort College defender surrendered the first down, and Trinity Bible is into Dort College territory. Running the play in from the sideline is Zachary Marengo for Trinity Bible. So Trinity Bible keeping the ball on the ground thus far. First down and 10 for the Lions in Dort College territory at the 49-yard line. Ibarra takes the snap. They turn. He hands off, and not much there. Brown on the tackle along with Dahlgren. Short gain on the play. And that's going to be number 25, Michael Cade Carter, on the... Well, evidently they have changed numbers from the two deep that I received earlier this week. I had Jeremy Hill listed as number 6. But it appears he is wearing number 25 today. That's what they're calling in terms of the public address announcer, at least. So we'll make that notation. Jeremy Hill, the running back, he gets the handoff. And Jeremy Hill, still on his feet, gang tackled. Short gain on the play. He's knocked down at the 46-yard line. And it'll be third down and long for Trinity Bible. Dort College that time a good job of stuffing the run. And now the Lions forced into a passing situation unless they stay on the ground with Hill. Now, Hill has had some success. Jeremy Hill will station himself behind Ibarra. That offset pistol. They hand it off to Hill. Hill trying to get a little room to work, and there's nothing there that time. Dahlgren and Angelifak on the stop. And it's going to be fourth down and seven, and the Trinity Bible drive stalls out just into Dort College territory, and now Trinity will be kicking off, or I should say punting, into the wind, and punting will be Jimmy King. Jason Miller deep for the Dort College defenders, just inside his own 20-yard line. He might be just a little bit deep based on what I saw in pregame warm-ups, and the punt is blocked, scooped up by Dort College's Tyson Dahlgren. Dahlgren downed at the 30-yard line, so Tyson Dahlgren with the blocked punt. And he is brought down by the punter, Jimmy King, and the Dort College defenders have the football, first down and 10, deep in Trinity territory after the block punt. Dahlgren with the block punt and the recovery. Dort College has it, first down and 10, 9:44 left to go in the first quarter of play. They have it at the Trinity 30-yard line. Brock Lamley with the offense comes out onto the field. Lining up on the near side is Dodge. The running back is Litka. They send a man in motion. They're going to run option. Pitch right side over to Drury, and Drury loses 6 yards on the play as he is forced out of bounds, just scooping it up and running out of bounds. So a loss of six on the play. Trinity Bible able to read that option play, stretched it out to the sideline, and the pitch was not on the mark from Lamley to Drury. Now Dort College facing second down and 16. Second and 16, Petulia lining up in the slot on the near side. Dort College four receivers, send a man in motion, that's Drury. Jet sweep anticipated, and Brock Lamley is thrown for a 4-yard loss on the play. It's going to be third down and 20. Third and 20 for the defenders. So Dort College, couple of plays for negative yardage. Justin Yerquitis comes into the football game. He'll line up at the tight end. Jason Miller is on the far side. Dort College with the wind at their back, facing third down and 20. Get some of it back here and then maybe think about going for it on fourth down. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka's going to go. He's to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Dort College. So a 40-yard run by Bryce Litka. Litka with the touchdown run on third down and 20, and the Dort College defenders take a 6-0 lead pending the point after. On to attempt the point after is Jeff Papke. Papke kicking with the wind at his back. Papke this season 6 of 10 on point afters, 2 for 3 on field goals. Out of the natural grass surface, it's up and through, and the Dort College defenders cap a 30-yard drive with a 40-yard touchdown run by Bryce Litka, and the defenders lead 7-0. Back with a kickoff right after
every
this.
Every square inch.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College goes to Bryce Litka, their first-team all-conference candidate, having a whale of a year, second in the NAIA in rushing this season, closing in on 1,500 yards rushing. And he is at 1496 now with that 40-yard run. Short kick, and it is fielded by Trinity Bible at their own 27-yard line. And the Dort College defenders will send the defense onto the field. Dort College leading 7-0 after the 40-yard touchdown run by Bryce Litka. Trinity taking over first down and 10 at their own 27-yard line. So a little bit of housekeeping. We did verify that it is Jeremy Hill wearing number 25, as is the case with many football teams. There's some juggling around that happens with jerseys, especially by the time this point of the season happens. Hill, the ball carrier. Hill, tough to bring down. He's pretty well put together. And Jeremy Hill listed 5'10", 210. That might be a little on the light side, as Dort College has been needing three and four people to bring him down so far. Second down and 7 after the 3-yard pickup on the play by Hill. 8:20 remaining, first quarter of play, Dort College leading 7-0. So far, Ryan Cisneros And Marcus Whipper, the cornerback's not getting much work for the Dort College defenders. Unfortunately, the safeties for Dort College have gotten some work on the run support. Let's see if the Dort College front seven can start taking care of things and not need those safeties to come up and help out as much. Hand off to Hill. Hill short gain on the play. That's a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage by the front seven. Again, it's Watson, Dahlgren, and Angelifac lining up as the down linemen. Garrett Weibinga, a linebacker. Daniel Brown's out there. Till Strobel and Josiah Cody. Your safeties are Casey Biker and Joey Lovettier. So that's one change. It was Hoekstra for the first series. Now it's Biker for the second series. Third down and seven. Back to pass. First pass attempt. Ball is batted. Nearly picked off by Alex Watson. Lineman's dream. And it's in and out of the midst of Alex Watson. And reaching up to bat that down, it was either Dahlgren or Angelifac. I'm not sure which got it, number 95 or number 92. The pass falls incomplete. And on to punt will be Jimmy King. So Trinity Bible forced to punt after minimal gains. Jason Miller back near midfield. And a line drive. It's going to be fielded. Well, Miller's going to let it bounce, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at the Trinity 49-yard line. Dort College will take over first down and 10. Trinity 49, 7:15 remaining here in the first quarter of play. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joyner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, by Sioux Commercial Sweeping located in Sioux Center, by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, and a variety of communities across Northwest Iowa proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Also made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Lamley is the quarterback. Lamley's going to run option. Right side pitches it over to Drury. Drury on the numbers on the far side. Breaks a tackle. He picks up 9 yards on the play before he's finally brought down at the Trinity Bible 40-yard line on the far side. Dort College running the option to the far side. Jake Dodge is over on the near side. So Keithan Drury, a gain of 9 on the play. Second down and short yardage for Dort College. Running backs are Litka and Drury. Petulia lines up in the slot on the near side. Dodge is over here as well. Jason Miller is on the numbers on the far side. That's the Dort College side of the field. Pitch goes over to Drury. Drury picks up 4 yards on the play. That's enough for a Dort College first down. Down to the Trinity Bible 38-yard line. 6:39 remaining in the first quarter. Dort College leading 7-0, courtesy 40-yard touchdown run by Bryce Litka. Lamley up to the line of scrimmage. We'll get the offensive lineman for you in just a moment. Devin Eakoff is the left tackle. Ben Boom is the left guard. Center is Griffin Pillow. We've got a flag on the play. Handoff went to Litka. Litka gains maybe 5 yards on the play, but this one might be coming back. Right now, the official's signaling second down. We had a flag on the play. So offsides on Trinity. And it's either going to be first down and 5 or second down and 4. Decision time for the Dort College defenders on this penalty. They confer with Joel Penner. As near as I can tell, it's either going to be first and 5 or second and 4. I believe Dort College is just going to take the yard, the penalty instead. So it'll be first down and 5 yards to go. They'll back it up, they'll step it off, and then we'll get set for first down and 5. Brock Lamley in the pistol. He has Bryce Litka stationed behind him. Man in motion is Drury. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka near the 31-yard line. Gain of a couple on the play for Litka. It'll be second down and short. Second down and 3, so maybe a passing down here for the defenders. Dort College with a wind at their back, but thus far they've been content to keep it on the ground. We have not seen them go to Jason Miller, one of the nation's leading receivers in NAI football at this point. He's lined up on the right side. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and Litka shooting the gap. Here's Trinity Bible's Jaquan McCorkle. So a short gain on the play. Dort College stopped short of the first down. In all likelihood, Dort College, though, is in four-down territory here, I would guess. Four-down lineman for Trinity Bible. Fake the handoff while they do give it to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and Litka stopped short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down and 1. We have a penalty on the play. And again, offsides against the Trinity Bible Lions. And that will give Dort College first down yardage. It'll be 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, which was the 30-yard line. So it should be first down and 10 yards to go, I believe, at the Trinity 25-yard line. Season finale for both teams. Both teams come in with identical 4-6 records. Both teams trying to finish one game under 500. Lamley back to pass, throws over the middle. It's complete to Miller. Miller brought down after a short gain on the play by Leighton Bradley. He picks up 5 yards on the play. Well, waiting for the line of scrimmage to get set. Looks like we got a gain of 7 on the play. I was a little short on that. It's going to be second down and 3. Second and 3, handoff to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka falling forward. Looks like he gains enough for a first down inside the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play for Litka. And with 4:54 left to go in the first quarter, Dort College leading 7-0, and the defenders are threatening. Drury will line up in a slot to the near side. Jake Dodge is over there as well. Lamley is the quarterback. He's in the pistol with Litka behind him. Litka with 20 touchdowns so far this season after that 40-yard touchdown run earlier. False start on the defenders. It'll be first down and 15, and the line of scrimmage will be back to the 19-yard line for Trinity Bible, or of Trinity Bible. So first down and 15 for Dort College. Offensive line, the right side of the line. I believe that's Ethan Kovach. Kovach is the right guard. Hand off to Litka, and Litka, short gain on the play. Trinity Bible, actually, other than that big play by Litka for 40 yards, doing a pretty good job of controlling the run. And Garrison Dade on the tackle for Trinity Bible. Brings up second down and long. Josh Van Groningen is in the ballgame. And Ricky Nelson is the right tackle. So there's your offensive line for the defenders. You've got Kovach and Nelson on the right side of the line. Buma and Ekoff on the left side. Back to pass. Lamley. Lamley steps up in the pocket. Pass is complete to Dodge. Dodge dragging a tackler into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. An 18-yard touchdown pass and catch from Lamley to Jake Dodge, and the Dort College defenders take a 13-0 lead. Dodge with the reception for Jake Dodge, and he's been getting more and more action this season as it progresses. That's his 16th catch of the year, his first touchdown, I believe, and that would be incorrect. He had a touchdown last week against Concordia in the waning moments. Kick is up by Papke, and the kick is good, and the Dort College defenders lead it 14-0. 3:47 remaining, first quarter of play, Dort College in front, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr885.com. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday afternoon. Dort College taking a 14-0 lead with 3:47 remaining in the first quarter of play. Third day in a row of broadcasts for athletics. Third different sport getting a workout this week. Kick is through the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. Trinity will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. So Dort College scoring on a Lamley to Dodge 18-yard catch. Jake Dodge did the heavy lifting at the end, dragging a tackler into the end zone before scoring his second touchdown of the year. So 3:47 remaining, first quarter of play, Trinity Bible with a football. Lions out onto the field with MJ Ibarra, the quarterback. We've got movement on the left side, and getting a jump start was the wide receiver Tristan Martinez. Martinez, a 5-yard penalty. He was a good 5 yards down the field before the football was snapped. And it'll be first down and 15 for the Lions. Little geography lesson for you. Those of you who have asked me where Ellendale, North Dakota is located, if you're familiar with South Dakota, you go to Aberdeen and you head north and a good 35 or 40 miles north of Aberdeen, about 5 miles across the border into North Dakota. There you have Ellendale, home of Trinity Bible College. Handoff goes to Landon Bradley. Landon Bradley stuffed for a four-yard loss on the play. It will be second down and 19, and there's a timeout on the field charged to Trinity Bible. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is North College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. And we'll keep it right here. It appears that my remote control has gone on vacation for a little bit, so we will try to reestablish a connection. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joyner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR 88.5 FM. Second down and long, Trinity Bible, handoff, I believe that's Hill. Nope, double-check that. That's going to be a Bradley. Third down and long on the way, unless we have a penalty, and we're going to have offsides against Dort College this time. So we'll replay the down with 5 yards subtracted for Trinity Bible. No, they moved it back. So the football was at the 15-yard line. They're going to bring it to the 20.
Offsides against the defenders.
And it should be second down, I believe. Second down and 14 yards to go for Trinity Bible. Landon Bradley is the running back, and they hand it off to Bradley. Bradley stuffed for little or no gain on the play. It's going to be third down and long. Coming in to see his first action of the day for Dort College. Got a new linebacker. And it looks like that is Nick Payton. Payton seeing his first action of the day. Third down and 12 for Trinity Bible. So third down and long, Trinity Bible with a football. They send a man in motion. They're going to run a screen pass to the near side. And wrapping up and making the tackle for Dort College is Josiah Cody before the ball carrier Landon Bradley can pick up enough for a first down. He has stopped 5 yards short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down and five in Trinity Bible for the third time this afternoon in the first quarter. We'll be punting into the wind. Jason Miller back to receive. He's at his own 40-yard line. And punting is Jimmy King. King, low line drive taken by Miller. Miller at the 45-yard line to the 50. Into Trinity territory at the 48-yard line, where he is brought down almost immediately. And the Dort College defenders will send the offense onto the field, leading 14-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Change of possessions coming here. Dort College leading by virtue of a 40-yard touchdown run by Bryce Litka and a Jake Dodge 18-yard touchdown grab. Trinity Bible forced to punt that time. And Dort College with a football with the wind at their back, leading 14-0. And they will send the offensive unit onto the field. Brock Lamley. They stack the eye behind him. Levi Schoenhoven is in at tailback. Back to throw is Lamley. Lamley to a wide open Jason Miller. Miller near the 30-yard line before he is forced out of bounds. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 32-yard line. So a gain of 16 yards on the play. Dort College with a football in Trinity territory. Dort College has had fantastic field position throughout this afternoon. They had a block punt, and the other two punts they've taken near midfield. Hand off to Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven the ball carrier, and Schoenhoven inside the 30 down to the 26-yard line. Looks like a gain of 6 on the play. It's going to be second down and 4. Second down and 4, and we've got a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Trinity Bible uses their second timeout of the afternoon with 1:25 remaining in this quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902. That's the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. They're on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Also made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. So Dort College with it, second down and 5. They gave Schoenhoven just a gain of 5 on that last play. They fake the handoff to Schoenhoven. Lamley throws into the corner. Miller open into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. No flags on the play. Jason Miller on the receiving end of a 27-yard touchdown grab. And Miller got in behind the defense. His 11th touchdown in the air. He's to go along with one rushing. And the Dort College defenders on to attempt the point after. Jeff Papke on to attempt the point after. He's 2 for 2 already today. And now 3 for 3. And the Dort College defender lead is 21-0. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College, 3 possessions and 3 scores thus far with 1:19 remaining in the first quarter of play. A 40-yard touchdown run by Litka started the scoring. An 18-yard touchdown grab by Jake Dodge gave Dort College their second score of the contest with 3:47 remaining in the first quarter. And now a 27-yard pass from Lamley to Miller with 1:19 left to go in the first quarter gives Dort College a 21-0 lead. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Or you can visit the booth next to the concessions at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. Papke kicking. Dort College leading 21-0, nearing the end of the first quarter of play. This one takes a high hop. It'll be fielded. No, it's going to bounce all the way through into the end zone and a touchback. A touchback for Trinity Bible. That ball skipped initially right around midfield. Kapke hit a line drive that bounced high into the air. Got about 15 yards or so on the first skip, and then it just kept tumbling end over end into the end zone, and Trinity Bible takes over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Ibarra in a quarterback for Trinity Bible. He hands off, and the ball carrier is Jeremy Hill. Hill, 5-yard gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 5 as we approach 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. 21-0 our score. Marcus Whipper coming up to make that tackle. The cornerback getting away from his receiver and going low to knock Jeremy Hill head over heels. And that will bring up second down and five, a five-yard gain on the play. Lions, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hand off to Hill. Hill, the ball carrier, dodges, and he is brought down short of the first down. Joey Lovettier on the tackle. Lovettier coming up to make the stop. It's going to be third down and one. Third down and one. We'll see if Trinity gets another play off or if that will be the final play of the first quarter of action. They might wait and try to get a free timeout out of the deal. They've used two timeouts already, and they'd like to talk things over, facing third down and one. And it looks like Trinity Bible will walk off to the sideline. So will the Dort College defense, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. Our score, Dort College 21, Trinity 0. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM, Dort College football. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from a variety of businesses across northwest Iowa. They include CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual, the Insurance Association, and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing farmers to northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Hand off to Hill. Hill's got the first down, plus a yard or two before he's gang tackled, but he needed one, he got three, and the Trinity Bible drive continues. So Trinity Bible with a first down. On the carry by Jeremy Hill, Trinity Bible looking for a time-consuming drive here. They'd love to keep the ball out of the hands of the Dort College offense. Dort College 3-for-3 on scoring drives so far. From what it looks like early on, best opportunity for Trinity Bible is to sustain a couple of long drives. Ibarra hands off, and this is a new player. Cade Carter on the carry for Trinity Bible. First quarter statistics, Dort College 7 first downs to Trinity Bible's 2. Dort College 121 yards of offense, Trinity Bible 54. Bryce Litka 46 yards on 5 carries, 1 touchdown. Brock Lamley 4-of-4 passing for 69 yards. Jason Miller 3 catches for 50 yards. And the handoff on the end around, Trinity Bible, Omel Francois, and Francois stopped short of the first down. He didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. And the Dort College defenders forcing the Lions into a third down and long situation. So it is Trinity Bible facing third down and long. Trinity Bible up to the line of scrimmage. That's Ibarra. Ibarra, Dort College showing blitz. Ibarra back to pass. Ibarra pass over the middle, incomplete. And there will be a penalty flag on the play. They say the Dort College cornerback Antonio Perea arriving just a little bit early. This will be a pass interference call against Dort College. Flag thrown at the point of impact. So Trinity Bible will have an automatic first down. And the football will be marked at the 43-yard line. So a first down for Trinity.
First and 10 for your line.
Trinity up to the line of scrimmage. Send a player off to the left. That's Zachary Marengo now. Trinity has been content to run the ball as much as possible. Cade Carter with a football, and Cade Carter, short gain on the play. Tackle made by Dortz. Till Strobel. And that's going to bring up second down and long. Second down and long. Dort College in control.
Second and eight for your Lions.
21 to nothing, Dort College in front. Trinity, though, trying to sustain a drive here. They've got it at their own 46-yard line, nearly 3 minutes gone in this quarter. They took over with 1:19 left to play in the first quarter of action. Ibarra will turn, hands it off, and with it is Hill. Hill to midfield, and Hill upended by Perea at the midfield stripe. It's going to be third down and three. Third down and three, Josiah Cody comes up lame. He's going to limp off of the field. Taking his place, Danny Stevens. So third down for Trinity, the home team. Third down, right at a yard to go. Ibarra. They show blitz, does Dort College. They hand it off to Hill. Hill initially didn't get it, and then on the second effort picks up 3 yards. Drags a tackler with him. Joey Levitier on the tackle. Also on the stop was Danny Stevens. And Hill will come limping off the field. First down and 10 for the Lions at the Dort College 43-yard line. Trinity looks to the sideline. That's Ibarra. Dort College leading 21-0. 11 minutes remaining in this first half. Dort College, three possessions and three scores. Trinity Bible hanging onto the football now, though. And they have moved into Dort College territory for the first time this afternoon. They turn, hand it off, and racing to the edge is Bradley. Bradley to the 35-yard line before he's dragged down the 30-yard line. Tyson Dahlgren on pursuit from behind, able to help out on the tackle. Also on the stop for Dort College, Dan Brown. And it's a first down for Trinity Bible at the Dort College 30-yard line. Now the Dort College defense will have to try to make a stop. First down and 10 for the Lions at the 30-yard line. 10:45 remaining, first half of play. Ibarra. Will turn and hand it off to Bradley. Bradley, the ball carrier, just had a 12-yard gain. This time he's going to have to work hard, and he gets four on the play. It's going to be second down and six. Second down and six. Perea on the tackle for Dort College. And the clock continuing to roll with 10:25 left to play. Trinity Bible started this drive at their own 25-yard line after a touchback with 1:19 left to go in the first quarter. They now have it at the Dort College 25-yard line, so 50 yards gained on this drive thus far. See if the defenders come up with a stop. Ibarra turns, hands, gives to Cade Carter. Cade Carter, nothing there. That time he's stuffed for no gain. And it'll be third down and long. Curtis Emery checking into the football game. First time we've seen Curtis come into the contest this afternoon. Tebby Angelifac will jog off of the field. So third down and five. Trinity in all likelihood in four down territory. Checking out of the football game will be Hill and Jeremy Hill. Checks out of the contest for the time being. The white hat, the referee, conferring with the Trinity Bible sideline. Hand off to Bradley. Bradley, the ball carrier, and it looks like Bradley picks up positive yardage, but short of the first down by a couple of yards. Stacked up that time, Tyson Dahlgren in on the stop for Dort College. Curtis Emery there to help plug it up as well. And you had Danny Stevens on the tackle. It's going to be fourth down and two, and they will check Hill back into the contest. Trinity Bible down 21-0. Indoor College territory is going to go for it here on fourth down with 8:40 remaining in the first half of play. Look for them to give the football to Hill. Jeremy Hill stationed directly behind Ibarra. They turn, give it to Hill. Hill on the second effort, gets more than enough for a first down. He needed two, he got four, and Dort College wants a timeout. Joel Penner wants a timeout to talk things over with his defense. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. So first down and 10 after the touchdown run, and the pass over the middle falls incomplete, intended on the play for Trinity's Zach Marengo. Ibarra had time to throw, had a man open over the middle, Marengo, but Marengo led him just a little bit too far. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 8:23 remaining in the first quarter of play, first half of play. Dort College leading 21-0, but Trinity Bible is threatening. Trinity with a football. Ibarra, second down and 10. Turns, hands, gives to Hill. Hill, pretty big hole to run through, and Hill tripped up at the 12-yard line. Football came out, but they say that Hill was down before the fumble occurred. It'll be third down and 3. Third down and 3. 6-yard gain by number 25. And the Dort College defender defense forcing Trinity into another third down situation. A time-consuming drive by Trinity. So they've kept the ball away from the potent Dort College offense. Dort College 3-for-3 on possession so far. Handoff to Bradley. Bradley lowers his shoulder. He's inside the 10, down to the 5, and finally dragged down by Josiah Cody. And got more than enough for a first down. It's first down and goal to go now for Trinity. 7:34 remaining. Midpoint of the second quarter, and Trinity Bible on the near hash mark. They're knocking on the door, first down and goal to go. Hand off to Bradley. Bradley angling towards the goal line, and he has stopped shy of the goal line by a yard. It's going to be second down and goal. Second down and goal to go for the Lions. Lions going to a hurry-up offense here. Ibarra, barking signals, gives it to Bradley. Bradley, second effort. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown, Trinity. 21-6 pending the point after. So Bradley scores. Cade Carter comes in, and we will see if Trinity goes for two here. 21-6 pending the point after attempt, and it appears that Trinity will go for two. 6:54 remaining in the first half. So the Lions trying to make it 21-8. They hand it off to Cade Carter, and Cade Carter threw an arm tackle into the end zone, touchdown. 21-8. Trinity Bible, a 75-yard drive, capped by a 1-yard touchdown run by Bradley. And Trinity trails 21-8. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, Sioux Center, 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. The kick, a line drive kick, taken by Dort College at the 15-yard line by Wybinga. Wybinga to the 30, to the 32, and he's brought down. First down and 10 for Dort College at their own 32-yard line. 6:49 remaining in the first half. So Trinity Bible is on the board. After getting down 21-0, Dort College with their first possession of the second quarter of play. And now Trinity Bible sends the defense onto the field. Up to the line of scrimmage is Lamley. Yerquitas goes in motion right to left. Now stations himself on the left side of the line. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka, 7-yard gain on the play. And it'll be second down and short for the defenders.
Rush by Litka. 6-yard gain. Second and four.
So second down and short. Running option now is Lamley. Lamley keeps it. Look for the pitch, and he is brought down at the 41-yard line. A gain of two on the play. It's going to bring up third down and two. 6:15 remaining here in the first half of action. Dort College leading 21-8. 21-8 our score. Miller over on the left side by himself. They hand it off to Litka, and Litka's upended at the 47-yard line. A gain of four on the play. And the defenders, and they're going to mark him back at the 46. Still more than enough, though, for a Dort College first down. 6 minutes remaining, first half of action. Petulia lines up in the slot on the near side. Lamley sends Petulia in motion right to left. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka gains two on the play. It's going to be second down and eight. Second down and 8 yards to go. Dort College moving into the wind here in the second quarter. So second down and eight. Lamley has Litka behind him. Dodges on the near side. Miller's over on the far side. They hand it off to Litka again. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka into Trinity territory before he is driven backwards. A gain of four on the play. It's going to be third down. Third down and three. Dort College in Trinity territory. Be shocked if they're not in four down territory here. We'll see if they need it. And we have movement along the line of scrimmage. Let's see what the call is. The flag came in from the linesman. And they say that Trinity jumped off sides. And that'll give Dort College enough for a first down. So first down and 10, Dort College with a fresh set of downs at the Trinity 43-yard line. So first down and 10 for Dort College in Trinity territory. Lamley has Litka behind him. Lamley fakes the handoff, back to pass, steps up in the pocket, under pressure, still on his feet, gets away from the tacklers. He's to the 40. Angling to the 30, and he is brought out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and that's going to be 15 free yards at the end of the play as Lamley is thrown down out of bounds. Late to the party was Trinity's number 16. And that was enough for a first down before the penalty flags came out. Right now, the line of scrimmage near the 30-yard line. Personal foul against Trinity. It's going to be a 15-yarder. 4:44 remaining here in the first half of play. Lamley looked like he was dead to rights. About 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and then he was able to dance out of trouble. Angled towards the sideline and looked like he was a step out of bounds and then got tackled. And the 15-yard penalty gives Dort College first down and 10 at the Trinity 15-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go. Double tight set left for the defenders. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka, positive yardage. Looks like about a 5-yard gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 5. So Bryce Litka has become the workhorse for the defenders this season. Several games where he has had over 20 carries. We have a timeout on the field. Timeout charge to Trinity. They use up timeout number 3. Let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up at halftime, we will check in with how the Dort College men's basketball team is doing at the Northwestern Red Raider Classic in Orange City. The Dort College women surviving a scare with Waldorf earlier today, 61-56, Dort College getting a victory. Dort College the football team. A 7-yard gain by Bryce Litk on the first play from scrimmage on this set of downs. Now facing second down and three, they hand it off to Litka. Litka weaving his way into the end zone. And a Dort College touchdown, the second of the day for Litka. This one an 8-yard touchdown run. And the Dort College defenders answer the extended drive by Trinity with a drive of their own that started at their own 32-yard line. And Bryce Litka went in from 8 yards out to make it 27-8, pending a point after by Papke. Papke is 3 of 3 so far kicking for Dort College. 4:12 remaining in the first half. Snap is down. Kick is up into the wind, and the kick is good as it hooks into the wind, and the Dort College defender lead is 28-8. Back with a kickoff right after this. This is Dort College football on
Many
KDCR.
People think that.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Dort College leading in football 28-8 over the Trinity Bible Lions. Jeff Papke on to kick into the wind. And Papke puts his foot into it. It'll hook towards the far sideline, and it's fielded at the 20. He's got a wall. He's to the 30, to the 35. Papke slows him up, and the return man is brought down at the 45-yard line. First down and 10 for Trinity Bible at their own 45-yard line. 4:01 remaining in this first half of play. So Papke slows up the return man enough to give his teammates a chance. So first down and 10. So first down and 10 for Trinity at their own 45-yard line. Ibarra fakes the hand, well, gives it to Hill. Hill stops, now turns on the jets across midfield, loses the football. They'll say he was down. So a gain of 6 on the play. So Trinity starting this drive at their own 45-yard line. Trinity after their time-consuming drive, surrender a touchdown to the defenders, and it stands at 28-8. Trinity Bible loved to punch one in right before halftime and not allow Dort College a chance to get a score back. Dort College will be receiving to open the second half of play. Hill stops, reverses field, and is tripped up. Ryan Cisneros on the tackle after he shed his blocker. He makes the tackle of Hill after a 2-yard pickup on the play. It's going to be third down and short. Third down and short. So third down and short. Ibarra running the play in from the sideline. 2:50 left to play. First half of action. Up to the line of scrimmage are the Lions. Ibarra turns, hands, gives to Williams. I beg your pardon. That is Bradley. Bradley, the ball carrier, and Bradley needed 2. He got 3. And Trinity Bible has it at the Dort College 44-yard line. First down and 10 for the Lions at the 44. Dort College leading 28-8. 2:30 remaining in this first half of action. Dort College has had the football 4 times, and they have scored 4 touchdowns. So first down and 10, Ibarra hands it off to Bradley. Bradley racing to the edge, trying to turn the corner. We've got a flag on the play, and normally the location of that flag would indicate a holding penalty. We'll wait and get the official call. For the time being, a short gain for Bradley. It's going to be a hold against Trinity, 10-yard penalty, and it'll be first down and long. So first down and long. So it'll be first down and 20 as they mark it off from the spot of the original line of scrimmage for that set of downs. 2:10 remaining, first half. Dort College 28, Trinity 8. Trinity getting on the board with a 75-yard drive. Dort College answering. Bryce Litka's second touchdown of the day. Ibarra back to throw, looking left, throws over the top, and pass falls incomplete. And they're going to throw a flag on the play. And it looked like Ari Hoekstra and the receiver just simply got tangled up. And that'll be a 15-yard penalty, I believe. So rather than first and 20, it will result in an automatic first down. And the football, the line of scrimmage was the 46-yard line. That'll be a 15-yard penalty and brings it to the Dort College 39-yard line. 2 minutes remaining in the first half of this contest. Dort College leading 28-8. So first down and 10 for the Lions. In Dort College territory, send a man in motion. That's Cade Carter. Cade Carter on the jet sweep around the right side. Breaks an arm tackle, and he falls forward for 8 yards on the play. It will be second down and two. Second down and two. 1:45 and counting. Lions have it. In Dort College territory. The Lions are out of timeouts, though. This is one of those timeouts that they called early. Going to give them trouble. They will have to manage the clock without the benefit of those timeouts. Ibarra fakes the handoff. Pass is incomplete. Ryan Cisneros breaking that pass up, intended for Omel Francois. And that'll bring up third down, and the clock stops on the incomplete pass. That'll be the positive out of it for Trinity, is that the clock stops on the incomplete pass. They'll have an opportunity to get the play in from the sideline. Take some time. So third down and one. Jeremy Hill is the running back. They'll turn and hand it to Hill. Hill trying to get to the edge. And Hill forced out of bounds by Josiah Cody. And that's a first down, and now we've got a flag on the play. So an unsportsmanlike conduct call against Dort College on that play. So a 15-yard penalty from the 26 down to the 11. And it'll be half the distance to the goal line, so beg your pardon on that. It'll be first down and 10 from the 13, and now the Dort College defense will have to try to pick things up. And it appeared to me that the Dort College coaching staff was unhappy that there wasn't a holding penalty called. And the referee made that call. He threw the flag and issued the 15-yard penalty against Dort College. Ibarra sends a man in motion. They hand it off to Bradley. Bradley, play gets stretched out, and making the tackle is Dort College's Casey Biker. Biker catches Bradley for a loss of six. Clock will continue to run as he was unable to get out of bounds. Football is now at the 20-yard line. Trinity, valuable seconds ticking off the clock. 49 seconds remaining, first half. So it's second down. A loss of six on that play, so second and 16 from the 20. Back to pass is Ibarra. Ibarra under pressure. Ibarra scrambling, and he's going to be brought down by Josiah Cody. Josiah Cody, and that penalty may have fired up the Dort College defense. They have played very inspired on the last two downs. Now Trinity will race to get up to the line of scrimmage and get set. They'll try to spike it. And Ibarra will spike the football with 12 seconds remaining, and that'll bring up fourth down, and Trinity just simply wanted to get the clock stopped and give themselves a chance to set up a play. So fourth down and long. Line of scrimmage is the 31. Football is at the 31. Now, I don't know how much time is left on the play clock. It would seem to me that it'd be winding down. Ibarra up to the line of scrimmage. Hill behind him. Football, the line of scrimmage is the 31. This, in all likelihood, is the last play of the half. Hill ends up with it in his arms, and he is tackled after a short gain on the play. And the North College defense gets a stop as Till Strobel comes up to make the tackle at the 25-yard line. And the North College defenders get a stop after a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the defenders, put them in a tough spot. It was first and 10 from the 13. Casey Biker made a tackle for a loss of 6 on a sweep. And then it was Josiah Cody with a quarterback sack. Trinity had to call for a time. Trinity had to spike it to kill the clock. And now the defenders have it. Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka to the 40. And he is tackled on the play at the 42-yard line with 0.7 seconds remaining. Clock stops. Dort College does have a timeout remaining, and they're going to use it here. First down and 10 for the defenders, and we have a timeout on the field. Charge to Dort College. So Dort College will use a timeout here, up 28-8 with a football at their own 42-yard line. Litka very nearly got into the open field on that carry, was brought down at the 42-yard line, and now Dort College will have time to run one more play. Seven-tenths of a second remaining, so it'll be one play for Dort College. Clock won't start until the snap of the football. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Lamley will take the snap, fakes the handoff to Litka. Lamley's going to scramble, looking, throws up towards the end zone. Dodge might have a chance at it. And now a penalty flag is thrown, and I believe that's going to be offensive pass interference. And the North College defenders and Trinity Lions, in all likelihood, will go to the locker room after this play at 28-8. Referees will confer. Penalty is declined. That's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 28, Trinity 8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play in a moment. 28-8, our score. Dort College leading Trinity. Dort College scored on their first four possessions of the contest. Bryce Litka had a 40-yard run to cap a three-play 30-yard drive. Dort College had negative 10 yards before Litka took it up the middle for a 7-0 lead. Jake Dodge then cut a 19-yard pass from Brock Lamley, capping an eight-play 49-yard drive, making it 14-0 with 3:47 left to go in the first half. And Jason Miller's 27-yard pass from Brock Lamley made it 21-0. With 1:19 left to go in the first quarter, Dort College led 21-0. Trinity Bible put together a time-consuming drive, an 18-play, 75-yard drive, took 9:25 off of the clock. They scored eventually on a Landon Bradley 1-yard touchdown run to make it 21-8. Dort College responded with an 8-play, 68-yard drive to make it 28-8. Dort College's last possession of the first half ended near midfield as Dort College was stopped after two plays when the first half ran out. North College's defense came up with a stop late in the first half, forcing Trinity into a turnover on downs. First half numbers, Dort College, 13 first downs to Trinity's 12. Dort College, 118 yards on the ground. Trinity, 117. Dort College did their damage on 19 rushes. Trinity did theirs on 37. Dort College has 69 yards passing. Trinity has 7. Dort College, 24 plays from scrimmage for 187 yards. Trinity, 42 for 124. Time of possession, Trinity 22:08, North College 7:52. North College is 2 of 2 on third down conversion tries. Trinity is 6 of 11 and 1 for 2 on fourth down conversion attempts. Bryce Litka, 12 carries for 96 yards and a pair of scores. Brock Lamley, 3 carries for 12 yards. Levi Schoenhoven, a carry for 5 yards. Keithan Drury, 3 carries for 5 yards. Brock Lamley is 4 of 5 passing for 69 yards. Jason Miller has 3 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown. Jake Dodge has 1 catch for 19 yards. Dort College has not had to punt yet this afternoon. Tyson Dahlgren, 4 solo and 7 assisted stops. Josiah Cody, 6 and 4 with 1 sack. Till Strobel, 1 and 5. Garrett Weibing at 2 and 2. For Trinity, Jeremy Hill has 19 carries for 82 yards. Landon Bradley, 12 carries for 35 yards. Michael Cade Carter, 4 carries for 11 yards. MJ Ibarra, 1 of 5 passing for 7 yards. That one completion to Landon Bradley. Jimmy King has punted twice for 44 yards, and he had one punt blocked. Garrison Day, 6 solo, 1 assisted tackle. Clint Stout, 2 solo and 3 assisted stops. Dort College leads 28-8 at halftime. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with scores. We're also going to check in with Christian Zylstra, as he will fill us in on some of the details from that alumni football game that was played 1 week ago last night. It sounds like a tradition beginning for Dort College football in that regard. So let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with all of that right after this. This is North College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's check in now with Christian Zylstra. Earlier this week, he visited with football coach Joel Penner about the alumni football game that was played 1 week ago last night, and here are some of the details on that.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders taking on the Trinity Bible College Lions in Ellendale, North Dakota. Time for your halftime interview. Again, for the second straight week, we have the Dort College head football coach, Joel Penner. And coach, about a week ago, last Friday night, you had an alumni game where the alumni, about 34, 35 alumni showed up from previous football teams, as well as some of the previous coaches to help coach. They showed up and they squared off against the JV side. And actually, the alumni came away with the victory. This was the first time you've ever done an alumni game, and it's always hard to do an alumni game, especially with football, like we do with the other sports, just because of the injuries, the physical nature of the sports, and the possibility for injury, head injury, and other bodily injuries as well. From what you saw, from everything you took in from the environment, what were your takeaways? Did you enjoy the alumni game, and is it something that you'd like to do again here for the future?
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest, I kind of stuck my neck out there a little bit, and I've never done an alumni game. I've never been a part of one. It seemed like a great idea last spring. And, you know, Brandon Huseman, we could not have pulled it off without him. He was a coach player and an organizer, and he really made this thing happen. So I just want to recognize his contribution. But honestly, one of my most cherished memories of the season. It was really important for me as the next head football coach at Dort to honor and lift up those who have gone before us. And in this game, I think we had 6 or 7 guys who were on the very first Dort football team. All right, now these guys are starting to get up there in age, and so I respect them like crazy for putting on the pads and, you know, getting after it like they did. But just We had a chance before the game and after to honor them and have those guys introduce themselves. For our players, I think it allowed them to connect the history. You know, you're in a locker room, you're wearing a Dort uniform. It's easy to think, you know, this is our show, this is us. And sometimes you lose sight of the fact that a lot of blood, sweat, and tears has gone before us. And, you know, those early years, there wasn't this hope of competing well and even a chance to win in so many cases. And to see the guys get to come back and our guys could honor them and appreciate them and then compete against each other in the JV game, it was just awesome. Coach Huebner and Coach Youngblood, their legacy and their influence was all over that thing. And Coach Steffi was a former coach who was actually back helping coach the offense, so he got to be a part of it. So just a time of blessing each other, honoring each other, and I, you know, just got great feedback from the alums of how much they enjoyed it. So definitely looking forward to doing it again in the future.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach Penner. A cool event, the alumni game, and hopefully that is a tradition that can stick around. The football team can continue moving forward. This was year one of the alumni game and year one of the Penner regime. Back to you, Mike.
The first
GPAC football scores, some halftime scores. Doan leads Briarcliff 34-0. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland 14-10. Hastings leads Concordia 14-7. And Morningside at halftime on Northwestern 7-0. Women's basketball earlier today, Dort College over Waldorf 61-56. Men's basketball, Dort College leads Oak Hills Christian 81-35. That's in Classic hosted at Northwestern in Orange City. Dort College opening up conference play in men's and women's basketball this Wednesday night when they host Dakota Wesleyan. We'll learn more about the Dort College Defender volleyball fate in terms of the NAI National Championship field. That will come out on Monday. Dort College, in all likelihood, if I had to say what I thought, they will be at the Sioux City. They will be at Sioux City. They'll get a bye to the Sioux City field, and they'll be one of the top 19 seeds in that postseason tournament. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half of action from Ellendale,
the
North Dakota, right after
program.
This. Marcus Whipper from his own 16-yard line, and he's off to the races. There he goes, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Marcus Whipper. An 84-yard return by Marcus Whipper. Whipper, the 5'9", 160-pounder from Texas, gives Dort College a 34-8 lead pending the point after. So Dort College, kick return for a touchdown, their first of the season. And Marcus Whipper races the other way. Whipper doubles as a defensive back, a cornerback for the Dort College defense. Jeff Papke on to attempt the point after, trying to extend the lead for Dort College to 35-8. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Dort College defenders lead it 35-8 after the kick return for a touchdown. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football.
You're
on KDCR. Dort College leads 35-8 after the point after by Jeff Papke and the 84-yard touchdown kickoff return by Marcus Whipper. And we are set to resume play with a kickoff by Papke. Papke will be kicking into the wind. Trinity Bible with the wind at their back, moving from right to left. Papke kicks that one along the ground. It's scooped up at the 30-yard line and returned to the 33-yard line and slipping and falling is the return man for Trinity. That's Clint Stout. Clint Stout on the return. And he stumbled and fell as he tried to pick that football up. So first down and 10 for Trinity at their own 34-yard line. Not the way that Trinity Bible wanted to start this second half, obviously, with Marcus Whipper racing 84 yards for a touchdown. Now Trinity with wind at their back. Three receivers set to the left. Have not seen this formation before. They hand it off to Hill. Hill, the ball carrier. Hill to midfield. And Hill picks up the yardage all the way to the 40-yard line. Doing quick math, that is a 26-yard, beg your pardon, a... Yes, a 25-yard run. And Trinity has it first down and 10 at the Dort College 41 line. Nothing fancy that time by Hill. Trinity has been content to keep the ball on the ground. This is the fourth year we have seen Trinity Bible. Dort College is scheduling them for the last 4 years. This is the second trip we've made up to Ellendale, North Dakota. Ibarra has Hill behind him. Ibarra turns, hands, gives to Hill. Hill at the 41 to the 40 and brought down at the 35-yard line. And it'll be second down and 3. So a gain of 7 on the play. Previous years, Trinity very pass-oriented. This year, not nearly as much. They are content to run the ball with Hill. And when it's not Hill, it's been Bradley. Dort College leading 35-8. Ibarra has Bradley behind him. He turns and hands it to Bradley. Bradley close to a first down. It'll depend on the spot of the football. Head linesman comes in from the side. Tibian Jelifac on the tackle for Dort College. Tyson Dahlgren also on the tackle. It'll be first down and 10 at the 30-yard line. So Bradley picks up enough for a first down. Glenn Thompson comes in from the sideline. He'll line up at a defensive end for Dort College. Ibarra comes in from the sideline. 13:30. Left to play, third quarter of action. Dort College in the driver's seat, but Trinity is moving the football. So first down and 10. Handed off to Bradley. Bradley, the ball carrier. Bradley to the 25-yard line and is upended at the 20. So another 10-yard pickup on the play for Bradley. And a first down and 10 coming for Trinity. And the home team is moving the football. Trinity has had some success on the ground here this afternoon, especially on that time-consuming 75-yard drive that spanned the end of the first quarter and started the second quarter. First down and 10. Bradley still in at running back. They turn and hand and give it to Bradley. Bradley running the sideline. Play is stretched out. Cisneros coming over to make the tackle. It's going to be a gain of 5 on the play. And it's going to be second down and 5. Second down and 5. Trinity with a football at the Dort College 15. 12:38 and counting, third quarter. Ibarra huddles with his team. This is a drive that started at their own 34-yard line for Trinity. Dort College scored on the opening play of the second half on the kicker return. Hand off to Jeremy Hill, and Hill, little or no gain on the play. It's going to be third down with a football at the 15. They need the 10-yard line for a first down. So third down and 5. Alex Watson playing nose tackle for Dort College this afternoon. Most of the snaps. We got Curtis Emery in along with Tyson Dahlgren. They're lining up on the ends. Dort College bringing two linebackers up to the line of scrimmage, showing a 5-man front. Swing pass right side. Pass is complete. And a screen pass completed to Cade Carter. And that's enough for a first down inside the 10. And they'll mark him at about the 8-yard line. So Cade Carter on the receiving end of that bubble screen. First down and goal to go for Trinity. 11:30 remaining. Swing pass left side. This one's intended for Cade Carter and in and out of the hands of Cade Carter. Hoekstra is there. So it's second down and goal to go at the 8. Second down and 8. Second down and goal to go from the 8. Trinity up to the line of scrimmage. 11:20 and counting. Send a man in motion from right to left. That's Cade Carter. We've got movement along the line of scrimmage. Looks like that's going to be against Trinity. And some confusion there on the right side of the offensive line for Trinity. So 5-yard penalty against Trinity. It'll be second down and goal to go, this time from the 13-yard line. Clock stopped on the penalty. Dort College has Justin Banks and Ryan Cisneros in at the corners. Never really settled on that second cornerback spot here this afternoon. And hand off to Hill. Hill, group tackle. Got Lovett here, the first man there for the defenders. Stopping him short of the 10-yard line. It's going to be third down and goal to go. We'll call it from the 11. So third down and goal to go for Trinity in Dort College territory. In all likelihood, four down territory here. So third down and goal to go from the 10. Ibarra. Back to pass, throws out into the flat, pass is complete to the 5, trying to get to the end zone, touchdown Trinity. Omel Francois with the touchdown. Pass completed from the 10, and Trinity cuts the lead down to 35-13. 35-13, our score. Trinity Bible has cut into the lead, and now Trinity will line up for the two-point conversion. So it's actually 35-14. Forgot about that two-point conversion they had earlier. Lining up is Hill behind Ibarra. Handoff to Hill. Hill for the two-point conversion. It's good. And our score stands 35-16. 35-16, Dort College leading. Trinity just scoring on a 66-yard touchdown drive. And Trinity answers with a touchdown drive of their own, capping it with a 10-yard pass. We'll be back with more right after this. Trinity Bible with the kickoff and a short kickoff. Dort College, Nick Bile makes the catch at the 47-yard line. Stumbles forward for maybe 1 yard before he's hit. So Dort College has it first down and 10 at their own 47-yard line, leading 35-16. 10:26 remaining in the third quarter. Dort College in front. Men's basketball game with Oak Hills Christian has just gone final. Dort College victorious in that one by a final of 91-39. Hand off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka across the midfield stripe to the 49-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. It'll be second down and 6. Second and 6. So Litka up around 100 yards again rushing. He's gained 100 yards, and there he goes. He's going to go 49 yards. Touchdown, Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Litka with his third touchdown run, his 22nd of the season. And Bryce Litka now up around 150 yards rushing as Litka caps the drive that started at the Dort College 47-yard line, and the defenders lead it 41-16, pending a point after by Jeff Papke. 9:59 left to play here in the third quarter. Papke's kick, snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through, and Papke is now 6-for-6 on point after attempts. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right
after
this. Bryce Litka with his third touchdown run moments ago. This one for 49 yards. His first one went for 40 yards. Trinity on the return. Papke giving chase. And Papke slows up the return man. He's still on his feet and driven out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders surrender a good return by Trinity. And Trinity will have good field position for the second drive in a row here in the second half. And they will start at the Dort College 47-yard line. First down and 10 for the Lions. Lions, on their last possession, wasn't that long ago, had a 66-yard touchdown drive. Trinity up to the line of scrimmage. Ibarra in the pistol. Scott Hill to his right. Dort College leading 42-16. Handoff to Hill. Hill dragging a tackler from the 45-yard line down to the 40-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play. It's going to be second down and 2. Second down and 2 yards to go for Hill. Hill has been a handful this afternoon. We knew that coming in that he was going to be the main cog in this Trinity offense. He's got over 1,000 yards rushing now this season. He entered today's contest with 910 yards. Handoff to Hill. Hill running over the top of Cody. Cody finally able to drag him down, but another 5-yard pickup on the play for Hill. Now Hill will check out of the football game. Landon Bradley comes on in relief. 9 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. So Trinity moving the football. Dort College leading 42-16. MJ Ibarra completed 35 passes coming into the contest. Trinity's been content to run the football, though. And Landon Bradley on the carry. Picks up 6 on the play. It's second down and 4. Second down and 4 yards to go. So second down and 4 yards to go. Trinity, a couple of scores and a couple of two-point conversions. So second down and 4. They hand it off to Bradley. Bradley, shifty behind the line of scrimmage, and then hits the hole hard, and he gains 4 on the play. Looks like another first down for Trinity. Depending on the spot of the football now, then we might, and the referee comes in and signals a first down. Eight minutes remaining, third quarter of play. Dort College in control of this one. Dort College has had one offensive series where they haven't scored, and that was because they got the ball with too little time on the clock. They ran just 2 plays on their last possession of the first half. Bradley goes to the sideline, goes airborne, and is driven out of bounds. And Trinity again working the football into Dort College territory and very methodically chewing up some yards on the ground is Trinity. Stop short of the first down by less than a yard. It'll be second down and 1. Second down and 1 yard to go. We approach the midpoint of the third quarter. So Ibarra now has Hill behind him. Hill back into the contest. Bradley is out. Ibarra fakes the handoff. He's going to carry it himself, and he's stopped short of the first down. Penetrating the line of scrimmage, Glenn Thompson, the first man there for the defenders. Thompson, number 54, also the long snapper for Dort College. The senior from Colorado Springs, Colorado, comes up to make the stop. It'll be third down and short in Trinity in 4-down territory here. So third down and short. Football at the 15-yard line. First down is at the 14-yard line. Ibarra turns, hands, gives to Hill, and Hill more than enough for a first down, and whenever Trinity has needed that short yardage, they've been able to get it from Hill. He's outside the 10-yard line, so not a first and goal situation. First down and 10, Trinity can pick up a first down without getting into the end zone. 42-16, Dort College in front in this non-conference contest. Trinity has had time-consuming drives. Dort College's have been more of the quick-strike variety. Hill is the running back. Ibarra turns, hands, gives to Hill. Hill hits the hole, and he is still on his feet, driving forward, and he gains 4 on the play. It'll be second down and 6. Second down and 6, 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play. So a gain of 4. Dort College front 3, you've got Watson and Jellifac and Thompson on the field right now. 42-16, Dort College in front, but Trinity is threatening. Now you've got Bradley in at running back. Back to pass is Ibarra. Ibarra under pressure. He slips and falls. Slips and falls as he goes to make a cut. Loss of 5 yards on the play. And it'll set up third down and 12 with 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. So Trinity, they had a possession similar to this in the first half where they ended up coming up empty. They had a first and 10 from the 15. Ended up turning it over on downs, and then the first half came to an end after Dort College ran two plays on offense. This is third down and 12. Bradley is the running back. Send a man in motion. They hand it off to Bradley. Bradley gets through the line of scrimmage, spins, gets away from a tackler, into the end zone, touchdown. A 15-yard touchdown run by Bradley. And Trinity now trails 42-22 with 4:40 left to go in the third quarter. So Trinity has had success running the football this afternoon. Boy, and you take away that one drive where they came up empty, and this game looks a little bit different. Trinity now going for the two-point conversion. Hill, the running back. Imagine he's going to get it. He does. And Hill following his line into the end zone. Touchdown. Two-point conversion for Trinity. And it's 42-24. And Trinity hanging around just trying to give themselves a chance. They trail by 18 with 4:40 left to play in the third quarter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. 4:40 left to play in the third quarter. Trinity has scored for the third time this afternoon. They trail 42-24. Trinity with success on the ground. It'll be interesting to see the statistical numbers at the end of the third quarter as both teams have had good success running the football. Dort College's scores have come on quick strike varieties. Trinity offensively grinding out a couple of drives now. That one taking over 5 minutes. Jake Dodge fields it at his own 35-yard line. A short kickoff. Dodge to the 44-yard line, and that is where Dort College will take over first down and 10 with 4:34 remaining in the third quarter. So a 14-yard run by Bradley. So Bradley tackled on, or pardon me, Bradley with the 14-yard touchdown run to make it 42-24. And now the Dort College defenders with a football at their own 44. Brock Lamley up to the line of scrimmage with his team. Bryce Litka behind him. He turns, hands, gives to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka across midfield to the 49-yard line. And the tackle for Trinity Bible coming up with the stop. That's Jaquan McCorkle. So a gain of 6 on the play. It's second down and 4 after the carry by Litka. 4:12 remaining. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka still on his feet. Breaks a tackle. There he goes again. He's to the 30, to the 25, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Dort College. Another 49-yard touchdown run by Litka. That is the fourth touchdown by Litka this afternoon. Litka that time broke several tackles. And it's 48-24 with a point after coming. Jeff Papke trying for his seventh point after with 4:01 remaining in the third quarter. Jason Miller, the holder. Snap is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. And the defenders lead at 49-24 after another quick strike on offense. That drive taking less than 30 seconds off of the clock. And Trinity will get the football back, trailing 49-24. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Dort College Dort College up 49-24. Jeff Papke on to kick. Trinity's had pretty good returns the last couple of returns. And getting another chance will be Francois. Francois to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and he is buried at the 30-yard line. Better coverage that time by the defenders. Keithan Drury on the stop. And Francois on the return. It'll be first down and 10 for Trinity at their own 30-yard line. This is the poorest field position that Trinity has had for much of the contest. So first down and 10 at the 30. Ibarra has Hill behind him. Ibarra gets a snap. Hands it off to Hill. Hill bounces off of Tyson Dahlgren towards the sideline and forced out of bounds by Cisneros. Clock will stop. Looks like a loss on the play. Losing a yard on the play will be Hill. It'll be second down and 11. 3:48 left to play in the third quarter. While every time Trinity has scored, Dort College has responded with a score of their own. Dort College has scored on 6 out of 7 offensive possessions. They've also got a kick return for a touchdown. They have not been forced to punt yet this afternoon. Trinity Bible has had success with some sustained drives. That has kept them in the ballgame. Trailing 49-24. Flush from the pocket is Ibarra. Ibarra plants, throws under pressure, and the pass is incomplete, intended for Marengo. Clock stops. It'll be third down and long. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Trinity facing now third down and long. And the Lions forced into a passing situation here. They actually haven't been forced into long yardage situations much. And, well, they decide against the pass. Instead, give it to Hill, and Hill carries it straight forward for 8 yards. He gets back 8 of the 12 they needed. It's going to be fourth down and 4. At their own 37-yard line. Looks like Trinity is going to go for it here. Haven't seen number 54, Jimmy King, on the field yet. So Trinity feeling pretty comfortable that they can pick up 3 yards. Let's see if the Dort College defense can come up with a stop. Fourth down and 3. Wind at their back. Lions will send receiver Mercer Bryson over to the near side. Cisneros matches up with him. Inside handoff. And it looks like it's going to be close to a first down. Bradley might have gotten it on the second effort, and judging by the reaction of Ryan Cisneros, it will be a first down for Trinity. And Trinity has it first down and 10 at their own 40-yard line. 2:25 left to play. So first down and 10 for Trinity. So first down and 10 for Trinity. Ibarra turns, hands, gives to Bradley. Bradley to the 45, dodges a tackler. Wybinga got hung up in the block. Banks now with a chance at him. Still on his feet is Bradley. Bradley finally brought down at the 34-yard line. Wybinga had a bead on Bradley, but then got hung up in a block right around the 45-yard line. And Bradley was able to pick up another 12 yards on the play. And Trinity has it in Dort College territory at the 33-yard line. Well, this score, but when it's all said and done, might more closely resemble a basketball score than a football contest. MJ Ibarra. Ibarra hands it off to Cade Carter, and Michael Cade Carter is stopped for no gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 10. Second down and 10. So second down and 10 on the way for Trinity at the 33-yard line. Dort College trying to get a defensive stop. So 4:01 is when this drive began for Trinity. They've got it in Dort College territory, trailing 49-24. So far, it's been all offense. Michael Cade Carter, the ball carrier, and Cade Carter, not much there. He has not had as much success on the ground as opposed to Hill and Bradley. And as I say that, Hill will come from the sideline. And he will check back into the football game with Trinity facing third down and 12. Well, obviously, if you go for it at your own 30-yard line, you have it in the opponent's territory. You're in four-down territory here as well, so Trinity doesn't have to get it all back here. Third down and 12. We've got a flag on the play. Handoff to Hill, but the flag thrown in the offensive backfield, and it's going to be a procedure penalty, a motion penalty against Trinity. Decision time for Dort College. Do you take the yards or do you take the play? Be a fourth down. Be fourth down and 10. And Dort College is going to decline the penalty, setting up fourth down and 10. Otherwise, it's third down and 17. So Dort College will take the play with 24 seconds remaining in this quarter. So fourth down and long, Trinity with it at the Dort College 34-yard line. Ibarra up to the line of scrimmage. Play clock or the game clock winding down. Now 5 seconds, and they're not going to run a play. Trinity is going to get a free timeout out of the quarter break. And after three quarters of play, our score, Dort College 49, Trinity 24. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Trinity Bible with the football. Fourth down and 11. We've got a flag on the play. And a false start against Trinity, and they've just made things more difficult for themselves. Facing fourth down and 11, it's going to be fourth down and 16. So fourth and 16 coming for Trinity. They have had a few penalties. Just one unsportsmanlike to my memory, but those 5 yarders will end up mounting, and sometimes those come in worse situations, and that is indeed what has happened here. Now Trinity facing fourth down and 16. I would think a passing down here. Ibarra takes the snap, fakes the handoff, steps up in the pocket, under pressure, throws over the top, has a man open, it's intercepted, taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is Ari Hoekstra. I beg your pardon, Casey Biker. Casey Biker on the return all the way up the right sideline. He's to the 30 and tripped up at the 25-yard line. Casey Biker with the interception, the safety, playing center field, makes the interception inside the 10-yard line. And it was Casey Biker who returns it up the right sideline all the way to the Trinity 25-yard line. And Dort College will take over first down and 10 at the 25 with 14:43 remaining in this game. Dort College leading 49-24. Levi Schoenhoven in at running back for the defenders. Got another new player in. That's Andre Williams lining up in the slot. So first down and 10 for the defenders at the 25-yard line. Dort College with a chance to give themselves a little more breathing room. Coming up with that stop on a turnover. Back to pass is Lamley. Lamley throws intended for Miller. Out of his reach, out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll bring up second down and 10 and stops the clock. So Dort College in front, 49-24. Yerquitis sets himself on the right side of the line, hands it off to Schoenhoven, and Schoenhoven is stopped short of the line of scrimmage. McCorkle on the tackle. So McCorkle makes the tackle. Loss of one on the play for Schoenhoven. Schoenhoven might feel that one in the thigh tomorrow. And Lamley up to the line of scrimmage. The Lions jump, but they get back onside. 14-10 left to play in this ball game. Back to pass is Lamley. They bring the blitz. Lamley pass is incomplete, intended for Miller. And that'll bring up fourth down and 11. And the North College defenders, a decision now. And Papke will try the field goal here. And this will be a 42-yard field goal attempt for Papke. Papke will have the wind at his back. He is 2-for-3 on field goals this season. North College gets their personnel on the field. North College trying to stretch this to a 52-24 margin. Snap is down, kick is up, and Papke's got the distance. And he splits the uprights. A 42-yard field goal by Papke. And the North College defenders lead 52-24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Ellendale, North Dakota, right after this. With the wind at his back, Jeff Papke, fresh off a 42-yard field goal, kicks the ensuing kickoff through the zone. And the North College defenders with a 52-24 lead will send the defensive unit onto the field. Facing Trinity's offense, Trinity with three sustained drives for three scores. Hill is the running back. They hand it off to Hill. Hill into the open field, and he is spun down at the 36-yard line. Through three quarters of play, Dort College 227 yards rushing, Trinity 255. Dort College 69 passing, Trinity 24. Time of possession, Trinity 36:02, Dort College 9:15. Trinity's scores have come on drives of 75, 67, and 47 yards, taking over 9, 4, and 5 minutes off of the clock, respectively. To Hill, and Glenn Thompson wraps him up at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 10. By comparison, Dort College's drives have taken 59 seconds, 3:28, 35 seconds, 2:37, a kick return for a score, a 27-second drive, and a 33-second drive. So all totaled for Dort College, four of their drives have been under a minute, and another score came on a kick return. So Trinity with the sustained drives, Dort College with the quick strikes this afternoon. Flag thrown in the backfield. Hill still on his feet. He gains six on the play. We'll wait and see what the flag is about. Looks like a motion penalty against Trinity, and it's going to be second down and long. Dort College will accept the penalty, I would certainly think, and make it second down and 15. Jeremy Hill, 30 carries for 145 yards, came into the ballgame averaging 5.8 yards per carry, and he's just a shade under that here this afternoon. Bryce Litka, 16 carries for 205 yards and four touchdowns. That is an average per carry of 12.8 yards. He's got two scores of 49 yards. Second down and 15. Ibarra turns, hands, gives to Bradley. Bradley, the ball carrier. Bradley picks up five on the play. Tackle made by Dort College's David Alderman. Alderman, a senior from Iowa City, making the tackle. It's going to be third down and 10. Third down and 10, 12 minutes remaining in regulation. Dort College leading 52-24. Trinity up to the line of scrimmage. We've got Bradley behind Ibarra. Dort College has not passed the ball much this afternoon. Haven't had to. They've had good success on the ground. Back to pass is Ibarra, and Ibarra is stacked up, and we're going to have a penalty on the play. And we're going to have a personal foul against Dort College. So So they call a personal foul on the North College defenders, and I believe they're going to get Curtis Emery for the helmet-to-helmet. So Emery will check out of the football game, and I believe they're actually going to call targeting. So first down and 10 for Trinity at their own 44-yard line. Ibarra. Well, initially it was David Alderman who had Ibarra, and then Emery came in to finish him off, and Ibarra with nowhere to go, and Emery went a little too high with a tackle for the official's liking. And a short gain on the play for Bradley on the ensuing play. It's going to be second down and 9. So a gain of 1. 11-11 left to play in this contest. So a gain of 2, we'll call it. Second down and 8. Checking in for Emery is Jacob Potabom. Potabom, the sophomore from Sioux Center. So second down and 8. Send a man in motion from right to left. Bradley gets the handoff, comes to the near side, and he is brought down at the sideline by Glenn Thompson. Thompson able to stretch that play out and running to the near side. There just wasn't anywhere for Bradley to go. Ran out of room, and Glenn Thompson drags him down. Loss of 1 on the play. It's going to be third down and long. Third down and 9 yards to go. Ibarra gets the play from the sideline. And this Trinity team really wearing down. They look physically spent now. They've rotated their running backs through. Jeremy Hill back in at running back. Hill leaning forward. No call made that time. They throw it back against the grain intended for Hill. Under pressure. And that will bring up fourth down. And, evidently, Curtis Emery, they didn't call targeting because Curtis Emery is back in the football game. So it's fourth down and 9. So fourth down and 9. And Trinity will go for it here. 10:08 remaining. Jeremy Hill behind Ibarra. Back to pass is Ibarra. Ibarra's last, nearly picked off, but it's completed. A first down. I was going to say the last time Ibarra threw the ball downfield, it was picked off. That time it's completed to Tristan Martinez. And that's a Trinity first down at the North College 42-yard line. 10 minutes remaining in the contest. Dort College leads 52-24. So Trinity starting this drive at their own 25-yard line after the kick through the end zone by Papke. Hand off to Hill. Hill gains 4 on the play. And Trinity content to just keep grinding away on the ground. It's going to be second down and 6, 9:30 remaining here in this contest. York College has scored on every possession except for one, and that one came with less than they got the ball late in the second half and were only able to run a couple of plays. Rolling right is Ibarra. Screen pass left side over to Bradley. Bradley loses the football. It's down on the ground, and Glenn Thompson recovers it. Glenn Thompson falls on top of it. The senior from Colorado Springs, number 54, Glenn Thompson, makes the fumble recovery, and the North College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 47-yard line. So the defense comes up with a turnover. Second possession in a row. And the defenders will take over first down and 10 with 9:02 remaining. Daniel White is in at quarterback for the defenders. So a new quarterback in for Dort College. Daniel White, number 12. He's a sophomore from Ashland, Oregon. Handoff to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, picks up 5 on the play. It's going to be second down and 5. So Dort College rotating Daniel White into the contest, and now we've got a timeout on the field charged to Trinity. That was a gain of 6 for the defenders. And Bryce Litka, timeout on the field. Back with more after this. Dort College with it, second down and 4 yards to go. Daniel White in at quarterback for the defenders. So Brock Lamley, his day in all likelihood done. White getting a chance at some snaps here. Handoff to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka gains 3 on the play. It's going to be third down and 1. Third and 1 on the way. Dort College leading 52-24, 8:30 remaining in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in a variety of Northwest Iowa communities. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Handoff to Litka. Litka tripped up, but he falls forward for a first down, gains 2 on the play. It's first down and 10 for Dort College. So Dort College in the driver's seat. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier. Litka gains another 3 or 4 yards on the play. So the defenders Dort College with a football in Trinity territory inside the 40. They hand it off to Litka. Litka, the ball carrier, and there he goes. He's got another touchdown. Bryce Litka bursting through a 38-yard touchdown run. And the Dort College defenders lead it 58-24, pending a point after. So Bryce Litka with a 38-yard touchdown run. And Jeff Papke on to attempt another point after. Papke, up to this point, 7 of 7 on point after attempts. This one is up and through the uprights. And Trinity Bible surrenders the touchdown. Dort College leads 59-24. 7:43 remaining in regulation. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Papke, a high end-over-end kick, and that one's going to go through the end zone. Touchback. Dort College leading 59-24. 7:43 remaining. And Trinity will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Akron, and Haywarden. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, 722-0101. By Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by the Van Engelhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Ibarra in at quarterback. Hands it off to Hill. Hill on the option. He throws over the top, and the pass is complete. Ari Hoekstra coming over to make the stop. And shaken up on the play is Trinity's receiver, Francois. Francois grabs his left ankle initially. And the Dort College defenders surrender the option pass from the running back. And coming over to make the tackle was Ari Hoekstra, all the way down to the 33-yard line. So it's to the 33-yard line, first down and 10 for Trinity at the Dort College 33. It's a 42-yard gain on that play. Tristan Martinez splits off wide to the left, send a man in motion from right to left. Hand off, and that time nothing there for Hill, and Hill is stopped by Antonio Perea. It's going to be second down and long. Second down and long with 6:54 remaining. Dort College in front 59-24. Talked about it in the pregame show. This Trinity team doesn't have a lot of bodies. I believe they're suiting up 25, 26 players. And they've got some players going both ways, and right now they just look spent. 6.5 left to play. Ibarra sends a man in motion from left to right. Hands off to Hill. Hill, the ball carrier. Hill rumbling forward and upended after a 10-yard gain. So another first down for Trinity. Trinity trails 59-24, 6:17 remaining in regulation. So the Lions have it in Dort College territory. Trinity looking for their fourth score, their previous season high, 40 points. That was against Northland a couple of weeks ago. That was a 66-40 shootout. That's the most points they've allowed. Presentation scored 58 against them. Hand off to Michael Cade Carter, and Michael Cade Carter, not much there. Left side of the line, not giving him much room to work. Daniel Brown on the tackle. Glenn Thompson there as well, and Alex Watson on the stop. It's going to be second down and 10. And Jellifac comes in for Dort College. 5:25 and counting. So second down and 9. 1 yard pickup on the play. So second down and 9. Landon Bradley back in at running back for the Lions. Bradley bounces outside. And the corner contained that time by Ari Hoekstra. Pushes the running back into the middle of the field. And the Trinity Bible Lions now facing third down. Third down and long. So third down and long. Trinity facing a long situation here. They've got Bradley in at quarterback. So Bradley, it's his turn in the rotation. Bradley gets the handoff, and Bradley slips and is stopped after a short gain on the play. Picks up maybe 3. It's going to be fourth down and 10. Fourth down and 10. Football at the Dort College 23-yard line. They need the 13 for a first down. Marcus Whipper checks into the contest. Checking out Placidi. Placidi playing at cornerback. Cisneros back into the game. Checking out is Perea. It's fourth down and 10. Fourth down and 10. Fake the handoff. Back to pass. Ibarra. Ibarra on the run. Wybenga drags him down, and the football comes out. Picking it up was Nick Payton, but they rule that he was down. And Garrett Wybinga with a quarterback sack. And the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10. And they're at their own 36-yard line. Dort College first and 10 at their own 36. 3:29 remaining in regulation. Well, Dort College is going to win their fifth game of the season. First time they have won 5 games in a year. Previous high had been 2. So Dort College feeling like they're making good progress in terms of their football success. You factor in that they lost 3 conference games by a touchdown and a conversion or less. And you win those contests, suddenly things look much different. As it is, you're happy that they had the come-from-behind win over Hastings a few weeks ago. And you're content that you're able to close the year with a win here in Ellendale, North Dakota this afternoon. Timeout on the field. Trinity Bible sends the defensive unit out. Dort College offensively. We'll see several new faces here. Daniel White is in at quarterback. Looks like Kenny Lewis is the running back. On the near side, Josh Van Groningen is your wide receiver. They hand it up, Daniel White on the carry. Daniel White picks up three on the play. It's going to be second down and seven. Also, wide receiver Evan Dickerson is off wide to the right. In the slot is Williams. Williams in motion right to left. They hand it off to Lewis. Lewis, the ball carrier. Kenny Lewis, the ball carrier. Out to the 45-yard line. Short of the first down by a couple of yards. Gains five on the play, does Kenny Lewis. Lewis, you remember, during the spring football finale, suffered a dislocated ankle. So anytime he comes back out onto the field, happy to see that he's able to continue playing after that injury. Hand off to Lewis. Lewis, the ball carrier, and a second surge, and keeps the pile moving. He picks up eight on the play. It's going to be a first down for the defenders with 2:30 left to play in the contest. Dort College leading 59-24. The offensive line has stayed pretty much the same for Dort College all afternoon. Eekhoff and Buma on the left side. Nelson and Kovach on the right. They hand it off to Lewis. Lewis, the ball carrier, picks up two on the play. And I believe it's Griffin Pillow still in at center for Dort College. Griffin in a boot most of the week. Talked to him in the training room earlier in the week and said, "You're going to be ready to go?" And he looked like at me, I looked at me like I was crazy. It was going to take a lot to keep him out. And Kenny Lewis is off to the races, and he gets tripped up at the 25-yard line. Looked like Lewis might have gotten tripped up by the stripe with 1:53 left to go in the football game. He falls forward to the 22-yard line, so a first and 10. And Kenny's shaking his head like he knew that he had 6 points waiting for him. Stumbled and fell. Hand off to Williams. Williams, the ball carrier. Williams to the right side. And Williams is brought down at the 18, and I think we might have a face mask. Face mask against Trinity, I think, is the call that's going to be coming. That's Andre Williams, and now we have another flag thrown. Now, is that a separate incident? We had a flag come out on the play, and now one just got thrown with 1:38 left. We'll get the explanation from the white hat. We've got a face mask and an unsportsmanlike against Trinity. So I believe this will get marked off. You go 22, so you go half the yardage. That'll go to the 11 and then another half. So when it's all said and done, I think we're going to be down at the 5-yard line. But been doing this long enough that we'll mess it up more often than not. We'll wait and get the official indication from the official and let you know when the football does get marked down. Face masking. Well, receiving word that the Western Wolfpack are back into the state championship in 1A football. They defeat Van Meter this afternoon, 35-14. Western scores 21 in the fourth quarter to take that win. So congratulations to Travis Koyma and his Wolfpack team advancing on to the state championship for the second year in a row. Daniel White takes an E at the 5. And Dort College can, in effect, run out the clock. So second down coming. 1 minute remaining. So Dort College will need to run another play. Daniel White under center. Dort College leading 59-24. In all likelihood, that's how this one's going to end. White takes another snap, takes an E. 59-24. 35 seconds left now. And Dort College will not run another play. That's going to be your final. Dort College 59, Trinity 24. Let's take a break and we'll be back to recap things. From Ellendale, North Dakota, right after this, this is Dort College football on KDCR. The Dort College defenders victorious over Trinity 59-24 this afternoon. Final numbers, Dort College 325 yards rushing, Trinity 265, Dort College 394 total, Trinity 336. Time of possession, Dort College 14:51, Trinity 45:09. Bryce Litka, 20 carries for 258 yards and 5 touchdowns, an average of 12.9 yards per rush. Kenny Lewis, 4 carries for 40 yards. Brock Lamley, 3 carries for 12 yards. For Trinity, Jeremy Hill, 35 carries for 169 yards. Landon Bradley, 26 carries for 122 yards. MJ Ibarra, 5 of 13 passing for 29 yards. Brock Lamley, 4 of 7 passing for 69 yards. Jason Miller caught 3 passes for 50 yards. Jake Dodge, 1 catch for 19 yards. Marcus Whipper had a 85-yard kickoff return to start the second half. Dort College led at that point 35-8. Josiah Cody, 10 solo, 9 assisted tackles. Tyson Dahlgren, 6 solo, 11 assists. For Trinity, Clint Stout had 3 and 8. Dort College scored on drives of 30, 49, and 48 yards to start the game. Litka had 1 touchdown for 40 yards. Jake Dodge and Jason Miller, 19 and 27-yard pass receptions from Brock Lamley, respectively, to build the lead to 21-0. Trinity scored a touchdown to start the second quarter. Dort College answered with a Bryce Litka 8-yard touchdown run. And that was actually Dort College's second longest drive in terms of time consumption. It took 2:37 off of the clock. Dort College led 28-8 at the end of the first half. Marcus Whipper, the 85-yard kickoff return to start the second half to make it 35-8. Trinity answered with a touchdown, making it 35-16. Then Bryce Litka had a 49-yard run, 42-16. Landon Bradley, a 14-yard touchdown run for Trinity to make it 42-24. And then it was Litka scoring on a 49-yard run, Jeff Papke on a 42-yard field goal, and Bryce Litka a 37-yard touchdown run. And the defenders win it by a final score of 59-24. Dort College did not punt this afternoon. Jimmy King punted twice for Trinity. Also, defensively, Casey Biker had a interception at the goal line that thwarted a Trinity Bible scoring opportunity. So that's going to do it for our broadcast of Dort College football this afternoon. Once again, that's our season finale. Dort College, a 59-24 winner over the Lions. Dort College finishes the year 5-6. And all in all, a very entertaining year of football for the Dort College football team. And we will wait and see on postseason honors for Dort College football. I would imagine a couple of players with a chance at all-conference honors in terms of first or second team. All that remains to be seen. Right now, we'll just simply enjoy the 5-6 year that Dort College had, and hopefully this is an opportunity for Dort College to continue a step forward again next year after the improvement from last year's record to this year going to 5-6. Dort College women's basketball victorious over Waldorf 61-56 earlier today, and the men's basketball team defeated Oak Hills Christian by a final of 81-35. So that's going to do it for our broadcast. For Dort College Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.